You're listening to SBS News.
11 women have been killed in Australia so far this year. A 12th Australian, Lily Pereg, was killed in Argentina. There have been more female deaths linked to violence than there have been weeks in the year so far. Natasha Stott-Despoja is the chairwoman of Our Watch, an organisation campaigning to end violence against women and their children.
If there's any indicator of a country's status when it comes to gender equality, this is it. So we have a long way to go.
Tarang Chawla's sister, Nikki, was brutally murdered by her partner in 2015. He's sickened that violence and abuse continues to take women's lives.
That's a cause for outrage and anger and certainly a lot of community action, and we're all demanding our politicians to do far more.
In Australia, one woman is hospitalised due to a physical assault every 3 hours. One in three Australian women have experienced violence since the age of 15. Liana Papotsis, a survivor of family violence, says the state should anger all Australians.
They are real lives, real women, real people. They should never be forgotten.
The National Sexual Assault and Family Violence Counselling Service, 1-800-RESPECT, has seen a 62% increase in calls in just 12 months. Nicole McMadden is the service's general manager.
Certainly we're seeing a significant increase to the calls. We're expecting that this year to potentially double.
At an International Women's Day breakfast, the Prime Minister spoke about tackling gender inequality, which Our Watch says is the primary driver of violence against women.
We want to see women rise, but we don't want to see women rise only on the basis of others doing worse. We want everybody to do better, and we want to see the rise of women in this country be accelerated to ensure that the overall pace is maintained.
At this International Women's Day event in Melbourne, parents expressed hope that anti-violence initiative would result in their children growing up in a safer world.
I think women should start taking initiative. They should open up. They should raise a voice against it.
I think men particularly have to stand up and say, this is not okay. This is not the society we should be living in, and take some responsibility.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.